Doesn't sound particularly like fire weather. However, it will be upon us very quickly, and things will heat up, I'm sure, very quickly. Paul Tangy from the CFA is with us this morning. Paul, good morning to you. Welcome to the show. Now, I wanted to start off, Paul, by talking about this campaign that's being run sort of statewide now about how well do you know fire? And I would ask sort of with a reverse question. From your perspective, how well don't we know fire? Is still a lot to learn?
There is. It's about knowing the risk that's around. It's about knowing what is going to impact on you during the fire season. Look, Robbo, it's pretty difficult to have those conversations at the moment with the weather we're experiencing, the cold, the rain that's been had, then a couple of warmish days, then we've been back to the cold again. But the summer will be here and the fire season will be upon us before we know it. So it will only take a matter of a week of warm winds, hot, dry wind, and everything will be dried out around us. And we need to know. It's no use waiting until that time. We need to know what the risk around us, and we need to know what the impact may be if a fire was to start. So it all comes down to a number of different things we've spoken about many times. It's about knowing how well you've practiced and reviewed your fire plan.
Yeah.
How well you know your local risk and environment that's around you, and how well you've prepared your property.
The thing is that this, you know, extra rain.
Question.
Yeah, this the rain that we've had and that sort of stuff also, as we've talked about before, it's a build-up of fuel. And so when it does dry out, and if, God forbid, it takes hold, by Jiminy, it burns with a capital B.
That's right. So as I say, it's about reducing the risk that's around you. How well have you prepared your property? Made sure that that grass is kept at a minimum. Make sure that any of the fine fuels, twigs, leaves, branches, sticks, anything like that has been cleaned up and has been removed in case of a fire. Make sure that anything that's around your house, within a close proximity to the house, and that could be the wood pile, it could be the can of fuel for the lawnmower, anything like that that may burn and contribute to a fire, make sure it's moved well away from the home and stored correctly.
Are people copping on, mate? Generally speaking, do you think most people are good, or do you still, you know, I don't know, on your travels, see places and go, oh my Lord, you know, it's just a problem waiting for, you know, something to happen?
No, generally from one season to the next, people are on the ball. Do know what's happening. I guess it's all about the reminders that we need, and especially at the moment with the weather pattern that we're experiencing and due to experience for the next few weeks as well. But it's making sure that, especially if you're new to an area, if you're travelling through high-risk areas through summertime,
yes,
making sure you're aware of the risk and aware of the area that you're going into. Just make sure that you communicate what you're going to do in the event of a fire, what your plan is, and what you intend to do should something happen nearby. And, you know, your plan will be different to your neighbours and to anybody else that you know,
yeah,
because it all depends on who lives with you, your circumstances, where you are, and what type of risk is around, whether it's a bushfire risk or whether you're in an urban estate which presents some of those risks as well.
Yeah. Paul, where can people go if they want to find out more?
Yeah, CFA website's a great source of information. So cfa.vic.gov.au. And there's a plan and prepare page which will step you through a number of things, including access to brochures.
Yeah.
Have a chat to your local CFA members. They live and work within your community. They'll be able to assist you a lot more with the local risks that are around.
Yeah.
We'll be running online sessions in coming weeks and months, so people can always keep an eye out for those through social media channels, and they can join. They can register to join those sessions. Fire Safety Essentials is what it's called, and it will be tailored for areas specific where you live and where you are. Make sure that if you've got a mobile device that you've downloaded and installed the Vic Emergency app. That's something that you can have. You can set it to have alerts sent to you about incidents that are happening, not only fire, but other emergency situations. And the one main phone number that we ask you to save into your phone is the Vic Emergency Hotline, 1-800-226-226. And as it says, it's a hotline number. If it is an emergency, of course you ring 000, but this number is there to ring for information.
Lovely stuff. Paul, always good to chat. Thanks for that. And we'll keep people updated too when those online courses start as well. So thanks for your time this morning.
Great, Robbo, and I'll talk to you soon.
Yep, look forward to it. Paul Tangy, CFA.